Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Charlie, 855-993-7569. All right, listen, as you know, everybody's always allowed to call about whatever it is that's on their mind, and that includes, actually, even my crew. So Trevor asked if it was okay to ask a question, and I said, sure. Why should he be exempt? So tell me your question.
Yes. My question was this. Okay, so I just got back from a trip, was gone for about 4 days, had pulled my bike out from outside where it was locked to inside near my door where it was locked to itself.
In a hallway?
Yeah, in a hallway. Okay. Kind of an alcove, a little wider than a traditional hallway. And I thought that it would be safer inside. Come to find, when I get home, it's gone, had been taken. So my question, I guess, is, I approached my landlady, just being like, hey, this happened to me, and now I'm kind of concerned about the security and, what are my options here? And her response was then, she said, well, it shouldn't have been in the hallway in the first place. So, I mean, how do I continue the conversation with her? What are my obligations?
Okay.
That kind of
thing. A couple of things. First of all, it's amazing how much stuff people store in areas that if the fire department comes, they're illegal. And I found this out the hard way, and I think a lot of people have, that people will put kids' toys or bikes or whatever in places that are designated as either common areas or fire escapes. And turns out that it's really not legal to do it, even though there's not much of an issue until either the fire department makes an inspection, hopefully, God forbid, that there's a fire, or that there's something is stolen. So my guess is that your landlady probably doesn't have much obligation with respect to the bike, in the same way that let's just say somebody broke into your apartment while you were gone. Do you have renter's insurance? Do you have homeowner's insurance?
Yes, I got renter's insurance, yep.
So if somebody broke into your apartment, the first thing you should absolutely do is file a report with the police, because they may recover it. They may need to know that it's something that's going on in your neighborhood. Quite often, the insurance company will not honor a claim until that you have filed it. So I would go ahead and file the report. Now, in terms of the responsibility of the landlady, again, if it's common area, she's probably not responsible with the same theory that it probably legally should not have been in that area, that it would be considered by the fire department, for example, as a hazard. But let's just look the metaphor. If it had been inside your apartment and had been stolen, she wouldn't have any liability. Anything in your apartment, presumably you would file with your insurance company. And depending on your deductible, it may be covered with your renter's insurance. But it's one of those things that you find out kind of the hard way, and it's certainly a reason to have renter's insurance. Why did you not just put it in your apartment while you were gone, out of curiosity?
Because it's big and dirty and greasy and heavy.
Big and dirty and greasy, yeah.
Yeah, and my apartment's nice and clean.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I'm sorry it happened. The other thing you may want to do, depending on, because there is also, you've got to make one of two assumptions, that either it was an inside job or an outside job. But given the fact that you're in the basement, it's probably somebody who knew it was there, which either means one of your co-tenants, which is a terrible thing to think about, or one of their guests, which is not such a terrible thing to think about. It's just unpleasant. Or third of all, a delivery person. So those are basically the three options. Having a camera may be a worthwhile thing to do, and because people are a little less likely to, and especially if you have a sign up that says this entrance protected and an obvious camera that acts as a deterrent. And worst case scenario, most cameras record for like up a week at a time. You could go back and look at the tape, or the police could look at the tape and see if there was somebody, because it was a relatively short period of time, over 4 days, of somebody who didn't belong. Or basically what it's going to show is somebody coming in without a bike and leaving with a bike. So you might have been able to identify it that way. But in terms of your landlady's liability, my guess is that she probably is not liable because it was common space that probably is not designated as a storage space. Now, the interesting question becomes, and I don't know the answer to it, but you might ask her, or you might call up the Attorney General's office and say, if we had a bike storage area that was kept locked or that you needed a key and my bike was stolen, could I file with the... you're a renter, so could I have filed with the landlady? And I don't know what the answer is to that. My guess, it would still come under your renter's insurance, but it's worth investigating, not so much for this bike, although do file with the cops, but for the future of the security issue of and getting all your tenants together at the next meeting, or just sending a letter to everybody, or putting under their doors saying, in fact, that's what I would do anyway, is put letters under doors saying, my bike disappeared. I wouldn't say stolen, I'd just say disappeared. If you know anything about it, please let me know. And you may find that somebody just thought it was a discarded bike, or who knows. The likelihood of getting your bike back is probably not very high, but it'll probably make you feel better to do something.
Yeah.
And as I said, do file. And see if it's not covered under your renter's insurance. Even with a deductible, you may get something back on it. And then you go online to get a new bike.
For sure. Good advice. Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome.
Just renting is always kind of one of those interesting parts of life that, different things come up. And
part of it is, I think whenever I've been on both sides of it, and whenever I'm a tenant, I sort of go out of my way to be incredibly charming and take food to my landlady, whatever. Part of it is just there are all sorts of instances in life, and I'm sure you're charming to everybody because you're charming to me, and that's not all that easy, that just sort of being viewed as cooperative and a nice person really does help. There was nothing... You might, although this may be a great opportunity to ask her what the building's liability does cover. But it's one of the things that I know landlords in general require when you sign the lease, you to have renter's insurance for exactly this kind of event.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Yeah.
Sorry I didn't have, and somebody may sort of be more knowledgeable about it than I am, but as I said...
No, that's great. That's perfect.
Okay, yeah, but do file. I think that's probably the most important part of the entire thing, because you may be able to collect it, or the police may have already recovered it. I mean, somebody may have just taken it literally for... I hate to use the word joyride in this particular context, but they may have just taken it out, for a ride and dumped it someplace. So, and also, just FYI, the police also have auctions of stuff that's not claimed, that's recovered, not claimed, and bikes are a large percentage of them. So it's worth checking with the police and just asking them.
Oh yeah,
it's number one, if it's been recovered, and second of all, if they have auctions about it, because quite often people who have stolen bikes don't ever file with the cops, and they don't, and sometimes they're not recovered, or sometimes they're from other ways, other places. So.
Sure.
And there are a couple of movies that, little crappy movies that come out, including people stealing other people's bikes to go off to the beach or something. So hopefully that did not inspire Fast and Furious in Minneapolis.
Yeah, right.
All right. So, yeah, when in doubt, file. And certainly as a renter, and renter's insurance isn't very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It just covers your, and make sure that your deductible is, it's one of the ways of lowering your premium is to have a high deductible. But if basically the stuff is going to get stolen is underneath your deductible, it probably makes more sense to pay a little bit more and hope that you're a little more covered. But so there's going to be a new bike in your future, it sounds like.
Yeah, hopefully.
But that's a bummer. I actually had a Pilates reformer, which is not an inexpensive thing, out on what I thought was my deck. I had a front deck and a back deck, and it turns out that it was not. It was designated, even though no one told me, as a fire escape, which meant that it was illegal for me to have it there. But somebody had to know it was there. So I just sort of mentioned to the people in the building that I was going to file with the police. And since it was worth about $1,500, it was actually a felony. And all of a sudden, it magically appeared. That doesn't hurt either. So sending a little note saying, my mic disappeared, do you know anything about it, may help as well. But I would file. 855-993-7569. The police buck stops here. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Mrs. Joy.
Yes.
How are you doing? How's everything today?
Everything's fine. How are things with you, Joe? Joe, I'm not hearing you very well. Are you someplace stable?
I'm right here. How's that? Is that any better?
That's much better, yeah. Okay, tell me what's on your mind, sir.
Great. Well, I've got an older sister. She's 2 years older. And I have a younger sister. She's 1 year older. I mean, she's 1 year younger, obviously.
Okay.
The older sister's the middle. She's 3, I'm 4, the other one is 5, so she's the middle sister. And she posted something on Facebook, which she was at her church where she goes to, and she said, I just gave a speech at church, and it went really, really well, and I'm really happy about that. So I posted back. I said, I'm so excited for you. It must have been so much fun. I'm jealous. That's what I posted. I got a call from my younger sister. See, those two sisters, they live together.
Okay.
And she said, you need to call her back because she's very offended by what you posted. I was very sincere about what I posted. I thought it was...
Well, was it the word, the jealous or the fun? Which was the word that she objected to?
I'm not sure exactly what she objected to. I'm very close to my younger sister. I'm not as close to my older sister, so I think that might have something to do with it.
Well, how recent was this in the last couple of days?
About a week ago is when I made the post, and I just found out about this about an hour ago from my younger sister.
Okay,
but
well, listen.
I was really.
Well, I get it. I get it. There was a breakdown in communication here that, you know, different words can mean different things to different people. I'd get on the phone immediately to your older sister and say, hey, listen, I've heard through the grapevine that, let's not even start there. You know what? You're just going to call her up and say, you know what? I was so excited about your speech. Could you tell me what it was about in church? I wouldn't even mention your younger sister because if you mention that... She's going to say
right.
That isn't what I said, and you know. But I just call her up and say, "Hey, listen, I couldn't stop thinking about your speech, and you know, I'd love to know the subject matter of it."
Yeah.
Because Joe, different words have different meanings to different people. You're a family, a large family, and it may have been that. I mean, the two words that you know clearly stuck out for me was fun, and it may have. For you, you thought, gee, that would make me jubilant. That sounds like a lot of fun. For her, she may have felt that it was being dismissive, that it was fun rather than hard work. Who knows? All right?
You're 100% right, and I agree with you with that. But my perception is the fact that if she misinterpreted what I said.
Well, but she did. But, Joe, she didn't misinterpret it. She just has a different interpretation than you do.
Okay.
What I'm telling you is don't let this evolve or devolve into a family feud. If you call your sister at this moment and say, hey, Sarah said you were unhappy with me, you're going to start a war. And to no benefit,
right.
Because your older sister's going to say that isn't what I said. I can't. And then she's going to yell at your younger sister. Then your younger sister's going to say, look, I just told you that in confidence. So you're going to start a second war. So you're not going to do that. Just call up your older sister today and say, you know, I meant to get back in touch with you a couple of days ago. I haven't stopped thinking about your speech in church, and I was so excited for you. I would love, tell me a little bit about it. And then you're done. And if she's a little frosty with you, you'd say, gee, you know, is this not a good time? I can call back. I just, you know, was really excited to hear about it, and it just sounded like a great experience. Don't use the word fun or jealous again, because my guess is one of those two words is what... Yeah,
yes.
And who knows? Look, she may have just been having a bad day, or sibling rivalry may be such an issue in your family, or she felt like, you know, you got more attention because you were the boy. Who knows? You can't read somebody else's mind, and clearly your intent was benign, and not only benign, it was positive. So don't let it get out. Don't let it get any more energized than it already is, and don't reference your baby sister because that'll just start another war. So
I don't
call her up today. And does she live in the same city you live in?
Oh, heck, it's New England. I'm from here in Florida. So, I mean,
okay.
I mean, I don't know if that has anything to do with it either. As I said, we aren't in close.
Who knows? But just give her a call and just tell her that you've been thinking about it. You meant to get in touch with her last week. You just been, you know, things were kind of crazy, but you were so excited about hearing about her speech that you'd love to hear a little bit more about it if she has the time.
Okay.
All
right. That sounds like a good idea, right?
Yeah, look, this happens all the time where somebody will say, you know, I think it's not an uncommon thing for someone to say, boy, I'm really jealous, and they say, well, you know, I worked really hard for it. And, well, you know, what I meant was I was great.
Oh, my God. You're right about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah. So there are just certain words that we should probably, I mean, and I don't even think I've taken out of your vocabulary. I think this was an honest misunderstanding, and let's clear it up before it gets any more than it is. Okay?
So far. You bet.
All right. You're most welcome. Yeah. And the people who are most likely to misinterpret you are probably your family, right? Because it's just, it's one of those things. We have all that history with one another. And in a large family, if he's one of five kids, and I know he has an older sister and a younger sister, the question is, who are the other kids? But if he's the first boy, you know, you're jealous of me? I worked really hard on this. You know, so who knows? So when something like that happens, what you do is just say, you don't even have to go back and reference it. You just say, I'm so excited. It was on my mind. I'm so proud of you. You know, tell me a little bit more about it. No good deed goes unpunished, right? There we go. It's one of the reasons why I really much prefer, as you know, phone calls to Facebook or emails. I'm delighted when you guys get in touch with me, but it's much easier to get the information from y'all, and if there's a misunderstanding, to kind of clear it up immediately, okay? All right, 855-993-7569. All right, when last we mentioned, I was bowling people over by sitting down in my inner tube on a ski slope too soon. One of those things that you learn very much the hard way. So can we start other embarrassing things that people have done?
Yeah, we could do a few.
Okay, let's do it.
All right,
we love other people's embarrassment.
Yeah,
right?
Yay. Linda says, I was at a meeting of our condo committee and saw one of the members whose wife had recently had a baby. I jokingly said to him, Dave, you look like hell. Baby not letting you get any sleep. He replied that the baby had died. Oh, no, which is exactly
crap.
What I would have liked to have done at that moment. I was so embarrassed and upset, I wish the floor could swallow me up. I still cringe when I think of it.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. That's one of the ones that was so, you know, that was so well-meaning and just, I mean, you couldn't have known. And it doesn't mean, it probably means that, I don't know what it means. That's an incredibly upsetting story, isn't it? Although I think all of us have said, how's your wife? She died. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold.
By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/docjoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/docjoy. That's gcnlive.com/docjoy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about embarrassing things, and that was, pardon me, our leadoff was really seriously embarrassing, although it sort of reminded me of, I was actually in a yoga class, and the teacher said to one of the women, let me show you the modification to do because you're pregnant, and she wasn't.
Yikes.
Oops. Yeah. I think all of us have said to somebody, gee, when the baby's due, and they weren't pregnant.
I saw a comic on the internet about appropriate times to ask a woman when she is due. And it's this big list that says never, 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 never.
Basically,
never, never,
exactly.
Never.
I was going to say never.
And yeah, then at the end, yeah, it says when she's in the hospital delivering.
Exactly. When she's, assuming she's in the OBGYN. Exactly. Although you can also mess that up because she may have already delivered.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's, women are, we're completely neurotic about our weight. All right, what else we got here?
All right, Frankie says, once I was at a bar watching one of my favorite bands. The place was to capacity, about 300 people. I was near the front screaming for them to sing a certain song. The lead singer said they would do it only if I got up there and sang it. I didn't want to, but my friends convinced me. Big mistake. I got up there, froze, and forgot all the words to the song.
Oh.
That was almost 10 years ago, and I still wake up screaming.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's not much fun. But that's why, nope, karaoke was invented, because
exactly,
the words are right there. Apparently you're a singer, though.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah, yeah. Listen, it's happened to what, who is it, Carly Simon didn't tour for a long time because she had stage fright.
Oh, really?
For years. Yeah, and Barbara Streisand got stage fright at one point, apparently. Yeah, so you're in good company. All right, let's hear what else we got. We love hearing other people being, well, we don't love it. It just makes the fact that, it just makes us feel a little less weird about our own mistakes. Mm-hmm. Embarrassing things. All right, what else?
All right, Doug says, a woman in my neighborhood was always obese. Met her at a deli and complimented her on her weight loss. She said thank you. Afterwards, she left the clerk told me she was dying of cancer. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's sort of what ran through my mind.
Oh no. That's sad.
Well, but you still acknowledge that, you know, during the AIDS crisis in like the early and mid 90s, that with gay men were putting on weight, were trying really hard to put on weight. So, you know, before then, gay men, I think, were very much like women in that they really tried to keep in really good shape. And if you said to somebody, well, you've lost weight, they thought that was great. And then with AIDS, that my gay friends became nearly paranoid about weight loss because they figured if they looked like they'd lost any weight, that everybody would assume that they had AIDS so that they would put on weight, noticeably put on weight. I know. No good deed goes,
oh, wow,
unpunished. Yeah,
yeah.
It was really an interesting phenomenon. All right, what else we got?
All right, Robert says, when I was in CNA class, we had a woman who was about 6 months pregnant. The way the classroom was set up, I was sitting towards the front and most of the other students were behind me. I thought it would be interesting to see if we could hear the baby's heartbeat with our stethoscopes. I had inadvertently asked the wrong woman how far along she was. The woman I asked was just overweight. Felt like I should have crawled under a rock. Since then, she and I had become good friends. To this day, I cannot believe how stupid that was of me.
Well, it was just, I mean, it was stupid, not malicious. What is CNA?
Certified Nursing Assistant?
Got it. Kind? Thank you. Very helpful.
That, okay, was a guess. That was a wag.
I believe it.
Okay. And then, okay, we got this one from Pablo, who says, a lady at work had a little belly and I asked when she was due. She replied, I'm not pregnant. Yikes. I gave her a pass to punch me anytime she saw me.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think instead of saying, yes, you can punch me out, it's really interesting that that most of the respondents about embarrassment have been men, right? I don't know if you guys get embarrassed more readily than we do, or just because most of the respondents have been men asking women if they were pregnant when they weren't. All right, what else we got?
That's everybody.
That's it. That's
everybody. Only two of like six, but only two missed pregnancy kind of observations.
Yeah, I mean, but all of them sort of to a certain extent. Well, I guess had to do with weight one way or the other, if you think about it. But maybe not. Well, and the first one kind of had to do with pregnancy, but maybe not.
Well, yeah, but that was sad.
Well, I had, yeah, it really was. Although it's one of those things that I think. Let me tell you the good news about it, and I know it doesn't sound like it's good news, but interestingly enough, in my career, I've had two producers who've had stillborn children, which is really, I mean, the odds are, those are unbelievably odd odds, right? I mean, just because I've probably had, over the years, I've had maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 producers, maybe a little bit more than that. So to have two that had children who were stillborn is an extraordinarily high percentage. And I'm sure it's just random. It doesn't mean anything. It's not that if you're exposed to me that you're going to miscarry. There. For example, we know that anesthesiologists and anesthesia nurses have a higher incidence of miscarriages, and we assume that that's from the noxious gases. So that anesthesiologists either don't work in the OR once they're pregnant, so there are some associations, but this one was just a random oddity. But at one point, one of my producers said, "Would you like to see pictures of the baby?" And I don't. And my first answer inside my head, I'm saying, "No, thanks." But it's not an option. So I said, "Sure," because I think, especially for babies that go full term, that sometimes the parents really do have a need to talk about the child. Because, first of all, any pregnancy is an exercise in fantasy, right? You think about what the child's going to look like and what sex it's going to be, and you begin thinking about all the things that we associate with bringing a child into the world. And a miscarriage in the first couple of months of a pregnancy is certainly very sad, but losing a full-term baby is just extraordinarily tragic, because you've had the woman, both the parents have had 9 months to get used to the idea, to pick out names, and sometimes, because people really don't know what to say, there's a tendency not to say anything. And quite often, the parents really do need to mourn. And I sort of realized that with my producer, who had pictures, and he wanted me to see the pictures. He wanted to be able to share the experience of this child's birth, even though the child had not survived. So that first response of saying to somebody, "I'll bet you're not getting any sleep because of the baby's keeping you awake," in its own way, even though it felt terrible to the person who was making the comment, in some ways it may actually have been a gift to the father, who really needed to talk about it, who needed to acknowledge it, who needed to acknowledge the experience. And so, and I guess what I would sort of do is, in any of these embarrassing kind of situations, and all of them are, there's no question that all of them are embarrassing in their own way, but as we talk about on this program, on a daily, not only a daily basis, but a moment-to-moment basis, is learn from them. Learn what either that, as the list says, when do you ask a woman when she's due? The answer is never, because you just don't know. And there have been, of course, the other examples of women giving birth who didn't know they were pregnant because they were heavy. And especially young women, I've had that experience when I had a practice of sort of a passel of like 15-year-old girls who either didn't know they were pregnant or their parents didn't know that they were pregnant because they were heavy and they kept wearing bigger clothes, and all of a sudden there's a baby. But that we learn from, from those about people's sensitivities. And again, the one about of saying, "How are things going?" Should you take away from that the notion that you should never comment to new parents? And I don't think that is what you should take away from it. I think you should take away from it, how are things going? Maybe a bit more neutral of a comment. I suppose the other takeaway from all of this is beware of humor. That, as Joe said, I mean, I'm jealous was his attempt at humor. But understand that humor doesn't necessarily translate very well, especially if you're not face-to-face. Even if you're face-to-face, people have different senses of humor and different word associations. But until you know somebody really well, even then you may find yourself having to apologize. If that isn't what I meant. Sorry. But it's a lot easier to do face-to-face. Be gentle with one another. And understand that most people aren't out to hurt your feelings. We all get embarrassed. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, how about in our we don't have a whole lot of time here. What would you think about doing an email?
I would think that's a lovely idea.
That's great.
We can certainly do that.
Okay.
All right, this one comes to us from Terry, who writes, I got divorced about 5 years ago. At that time, I went back to using my maiden name. I had had my married name for about 34 years and my maiden name for 18 years. Since I changed my name, I feel not myself. My family and friends ask, what do you call yourself? about changing my name to include both my maiden and married names. Please give me your take on this.
Thank you. I think it sounds like doing a hyphen, it might make some sense. There are also people who pick up a completely third different name. You didn't tell me whether you have kids in this or not, and that may make a difference, having a different name from your kids. But a hyphen, it seems like an obvious thing to do, that when you can certainly put your birth name first and then hyphenate with your married name, or vice versa if you want. That you can basically choose any name you want. The deal, though, has to be that you're not using it to defraud. So assume that you don't have a judgment against you or credit cards that are in a certain name or anything of that sort. But it sounds like, sure, I'd go ahead and hyphenate it. Sounds like a perfectly reasonable idea. Why not? There we go. All right, let's see if there's actually an interesting story in, that's not the right one, in California. You know, California is going through this huge drought. It's the worst drought that they've had in forever. Not forever, I think it's been about the last 30 years or something. And as I said, when I moved to California, someone said, they said actually it's more severe drought on record. And so they... They did this thing. As I said, when I went to San Francisco, someone said, you can't understand the politics of California until you understand the politics of water. And so what they're doing, which they didn't do when I was there, they have you ever heard of these things called shade balls? Do you know what shade ball is, Trev?
I have not heard of them.
Okay. It's a black plastic ball, and it's weighted down with water. And the idea is that it prevents the chlorine in the water, which is used to disinfect it, from reacting with sunlight to become a bromate, which is, people think, maybe a carcinogen. It protects the water sources from wildlife and blocks it from the sun to reduce evaporation. So that's probably part of what they're really trying to do here. They're saying that the shade balls will save somewhere between 300 million gallons of water each year. Now, L.A., for example, used 13.6 billion gallons of water in June. So it's kind of literally, dare I say this, a drop in the bucket. Nevertheless.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I know. It was unworthy of me. I'm trying to find an embarrassing moment for myself today. Okay. So the idea is that these things look like little BBs, and they dump them in the water. And because they move around, I mean, they're just fantastic to watch. They said, this is engineering really meets common sense. We saved a lot of money. We did all the right things. So they has mandated all reservoirs be covered, and it would have cost $300 million to cover the 175-acre facility. But thanks to the shade balls, it only cost about $35 million, which is, you know, a tenth of what it would have been. So they just dump all these little balls into the water. It's a really good idea. I wonder where it came from. And apparently they can be recycled. They'll last for 10 years. They've used it in other cities before. But, you know, I think that's, I mean, what a terrific idea that somebody would come up with that. I love when people come up with really cool things. And as many of you know, archaeology is one of my degrees and one of the things, actually anthropology, but I did archaeology digs, and they think they may have found Nefertiti's tomb. So there you go. As, her famous bust immortalized her profile. They've been looking for it for a whole long time. He now thinks that they may have found it in a wall in the Valley of the Kings. That Nefertiti may be connected to Tut's tomb through a portal. Wouldn't that be cool?
Wild.
She lived in the 14th century BC, is known for her beauty. That's not a bad thing to find. There you go. Radiohead's Tom York is going to write for a Broadway play. Well, Sting didn't do all that well. Bonner didn't do all that well. I mean, we'll see, but not a bad thing to do. This is a really good piece of news that Africa is celebrating its one-year anniversary without any polio. That's extraordinary. I mean, we really are wiping out diseases. Not quickly as readily. I mean, polio hasn't been an issue here since, what, the 50s, or the 60s at least. But that we are not very good about sharing the health wealth. I just made that term up. But, I mean, that's fantastic, a year without any polio. And And America's, for the first time, America's uninsured rate is below 10%, which is very good news. I assume that this is talking about, I'm not sure what kind of, I'm just trying to find, uninsured rate. I guess it's health insurance, which is fantastic. 90% of Americans, basically 91%, have health insurance. That's fantastic. No major survey has ever found that the uninsured rate in America has hit single digits. And that's unbelievable. They've been talking with people for 50 years. Sometimes as many as 20% have been uninsured. So that's great. And if you look at the graph, the change really came in 2013 because then it was right around 15%, and now it's under 10%, which is great. I mean, the idea that we'd have less than 20, you know, that basically about, I mean, 20% of people without any health insurance is a very scary thing.
So there you go.
So you can see so there's some really good news. Psychologists say that sexting can be good for you. I don't know how I feel about that particular thing. Let's see why they would say it would be good for you. Most research on sexting is focused on the negative aspect for teenagers. A doctoral candidate, oh great, want to see what it plays in medical or in adult relationships. Okay, here's what they're doing. Basically, what they're saying is if you send a sexy email to your partner, that it will sort of jazz up your sex life. Okay, but let me tell you that you need to be careful that it's not misinterpreted. But I've always said, you know, put a sexy note in the lunch box or sort of call during the day and say, I really miss you. But that's really different. I mean, I think that this is, again, one of those examples where the headline is really, really, really misleading. Sexting is not good for you. That being in touch with your partner during the day is good for you. Sexting, if he or she is at a meeting or somebody else, or if it's a company's phone, God forbid, you know, that's a really misleading headline. So read farther, folks, and keep your shade balls up. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to alkavision.com to find out more. That's alkavision.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.